This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. A new study places Benton County at the top of a list of the healthiest counties in Arkansas. Smart Asset released the study this morning that suggests living in Benton County makes purchasing life insurance more affordable because it is the healthiest place to live in the state. Washington County was ranked fourth, Boone fifth, and Polk County seventh. Benton County has the lowest rate of adult smokers in Arkansas, just under 19%, and the lowest rate of adult obesity, just over 28%. Washington County, by the way, has the second best ratio of primary care physicians per 100,000 residents, as well as the second best rate when it comes to uninsured residents. Benton and Washington counties rank first and second in the fewest lives lost before age 75 per 100,000 residents. Nationally, Benton County is ranked as the 712th healthiest county in the United States. The politics of public health will likely be at play as the state moves forward with studying pregnancy-related deaths. Arkansas has the third highest rate of women who die during pregnancy or delivery, according to the United Health Foundation. That's prompted a study into the matter. But the lawmaker working on that study, Democratic Representative Greg Letting of Fayetteville, says it's hard to study maternal mortality without delving into a larger debate, the dispute over expanded roles for nurses. Nurses have been asking for more autonomy so they can cover doctor shortages or a lack of access to care in rural Arkansas.
During every legislative session, there are some pretty fierce battles about scope of practice. Nurses would like to see their roles expanded, and doctors see that as, in a lot of times, they see that as the nurses stepping onto their territory. So I don't want the study to become a vehicle for any one group to advance its own agenda.
Representative Letting says it will be important to discuss whether expanded roles for nurses could indeed lower pregnancy-related deaths. He's working on forming a maternal mortality review committee and says he hopes to have results of the study in the coming year. A dispatcher with the Bentonville 911 Communication Center is being recognized with a national honor for her work with a mother in labor, as well as additional work that same week with an injured firefighter. Stormy Matura was given the International Academies for Emergency Dispatches Call of the Week Award for her service that included guiding a father-to-be through a delivery process over the course of just under 3 minutes that ended with a successful delivery. Stormy will be formally honored tomorrow afternoon at the Bentonville Police Department Community Room. A new study by the American Road and Transportation Builders Association finds that roughly 6% of bridges in Arkansas are structurally deficient. Daniel Breen with our partner station KUAR in Little Rock has more.
Talk Business and Politics reports 2016 data from the Federal Highway Administration indicates that over 800 bridges in the state are in need of repair or replacement. The bridges designated as structurally deficient were found to have key elements, such as the deck, superstructure, or substructure, in poor or worse condition. Department of Transportation spokesperson Danny Strasley says that while the bridges are considered structurally deficient, they're still safe. He says the majority of the bridges are in rural areas of the state, and 80 of them are scheduled to begin replacement by 2020.
A conference devoted to the restoration of historic theaters takes place tomorrow and Friday at the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute on Pettigean Mountain. The keynote address will be delivered by the president and CEO of the League of American Theaters, based in Maryland. Programs involving historic tax credits, preservation grants, and technical assistance for preservation projects are also on the agenda. A vast collection of historic Arkansas agricultural documents are now available digitally. The University of Arkansas Libraries has digitized over 34,000 pages of the Arkansas Extension circulars. Those circulars have been published since the 1880s. The completion is the first of a three-part project that will also include the digitization of the Arkansas Agricultural Experiment Station Bulletin and other publications. The process has been made possible by a grant from Project Ceres, named for the ancient goddess of agriculture. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will attempt to make it two wins in a row at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale tonight. Last night, the Nats defeated Midland 11-5 in Springdale to snap a four-game losing streak. Tonight's game is scheduled for a 7:05 first pitch.